Good evening, American Fork. Welcome to the NEBO tournament. My name is Suzanne Dell from Bedford, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm going to be evaluating you this evening in the caption of Visual General Effect. Cannot wait to see your performance. So many neat things coming onto the field. Looking forward to taking in your production of Beyond Limits and let you get set up for a great run, and I'll be back in with you when you're ready to go. Have a great show. All right, we are set up and ready to go. Beautiful color palette with your blues. I love the staging here that you've got. Love the, oh, very nice, with the shift of focus back to the guard. Love watching them infiltrate into the stage. Very cool. With our, and now flooding all of that space with color. Okay, now let's just check on this lean and kind of step out that we've got in this opening set in the winds, that we're doing same concept from player to player with our feet. Love that impact and the flash of color, and appreciate the body vocabulary there. Very effective. Yeah. Let's get the timing of that halt down, guys. Good. Oh, very nicely done. Super impact. Okay, and I love moving that form over. Excellent job on the halftime technique. Super impact. Well done, guard. Now, as we expand this form out, let's just make sure that we know where our responsibilities are to open up that spacing. We've got some discrepancies on the front side one near the 50. Just want to look at those. And then we've got to know where we're coming out of those halts. Love the staggered step off out of this black block as we're kind of expanding this out. Great field coverage. And then as our sabers and rifles filling up the front field. Okay, I like the effect of that kind of push-pull with our upper body. Nice with the horn moves. To add a little flash of color. Great staging for that battery feature. Just make sure that we're working on consistency from player to player with our visual responsibility. Okay, so we have this woodwind idea coming across. Just make sure we hold form on that. And maybe more aggressive with the change of responsibility there for those that are running out of that form. And now we've moved those. I love how we've moved the hats in to fill in that staging, and we're using that to create a level change and create a focal point for our sabers. Very interesting. Okay, I like that step out, kind of blurring the form and then locking it back in. Well done. Just make sure we allow those linears to really lock in. Okay, upper body facing on the side one brass. Just, you know, make sure that we've got that unified to a common point. Okay. Love the staging of the guard here in the middle of all of the wind activity and the battery behind. Otherwise, it looks like we're lost. Clearly great training going on with our movement technique. Good, and nice job with that body responsibility supporting the final impact of that movement, and I like the transition here. Very organic as we're going to these little dandelions, very ethereal. Changing our mood. Okay, now on this little flutter run around our trumpet soloist, you know, let's just continue to refine that toe down flutter technique. Love the staging of the flute soloist and how we're highlighting her with the movement of the dandelions. Really well done. Okay. Now with that flutter out, I feel like it looks maybe a little bit pedestrian if we're letting that arm swing. We might go with a kind of a stationary arm, maybe loose fist down by the side, so it's natural, but not looking like we're just... It still needs to be theatrical. All right, so let's fill in this gridded set guard so that... There we go. Or spotted set, rather. Excuse me. I might look at our spacing in there. I can't tell if that's supposed to just be spotted or if those are circles within circles. Just seems like some empty spots that we may want to fill in. And then I love the aisle. We're highlighting our dandelion runner. And now we're following her over to side one. Yeah, again, I appreciate the flutter run idea, and I like the organic nature of that. Just think that we need to make sure that we're artistic about it. Some of us look just a little pedestrian there. Okay. Just continue to be my... Oh. Uh-oh. All right, we're not quite sure of where that horn came up. So it was a little bit of a visual distraction, but now we've got everybody in, and that's a very powerful moment in terms of effect, like how the acrobatics of the guard over here on side one are giving us punches of color with the skirts. Well done. Lots and lots of energy. Very cool. Okay, now with these little woodwind pods, I like the idea. I want to make sure that we're consistent in the spacing of them. I feel like some of us are a little bit more spread out than others. So let's kind of dial that in. And then those trumpets, we've got some spacing issues that you're going to want to look at. Okay, lots of visual interest here with our circle rotations kind of wrapping up here on the side one. Nice job. And then now integrating those pods back into the big block form. Good for you. Filling up the negative space with all of that color. Really nicely done. Very whimsical. Yeah, and there we go. Love the pass through and the halftime technique. Very well done. Lots of drama there. Appreciate it. All right, so as we're coming around those curvilinear rotations, let's just again define where those upper bodies are going. You know, where's the bell of the instrument oriented to? Let's find that unified spot and be real consistent about it. Love the double swing flag here, filling the stage. And just beautiful to look at.
Yeah, beautiful presentation of color.
Very, very well done. Very well done, American Fork. Super entertaining show. Love all of the elements. Very whimsical, playful. Just so many moods that you're creating. Handling your your visual responsibilities really pretty well for the most part. Just some inconsistencies again, and those will get dialed in as you continue to work through the season. And, you know, there is a moment right before the pass-through. It was right before the dandelion pass-through. You may just want to kind of look at the staging and the setup of what the guard is doing on side one. That was kind of the only moment that I was a little bit left confused on. So we want to look at that. Really appreciate the commitment of the performers, specifically in the guard, of exuding their character and performing that and projecting that all the way up to the very back of their audience. They are to be commended. Clearly some top-notch training going on. So super job. Enjoyed your performance, and I think you're set up for another really successful season. So looking forward to it. Hope some of these comments were helpful. Congratulations to all, and best of luck.